This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Now back to Hurricane Hotline on the home of the U. AM 560 and FM 96.5 HD2 WQAM. Driven by Williamson Cadillac. For value, style, and performance, visit Miami's premier luxury dealership. Click WilliamsonCadillac.com now. Here's Don Bailey Jr. and the voice of the Hurricanes, Joe Zagacki.
Okay, Joe Z, Don Bailey Jr., Orlando Franklin is joining us now. Big O. 2007 to 7, 8, 9, 10, offensive lineman at the University of Miami, now turned broadcaster. See, listen to you, Don. He listened to you when he was an offensive lineman, and Don dropped. Okay, we'll get back to him in a moment. All right, at any rate, Big O is with us, Orlando Franklin. Orlando, welcome to the show. We're trying to get Don back with us technically here, having some issues. How are you tonight, and what were your thoughts on the UM-Virginia game that you called this past Saturday?
I'm doing good tonight. I can't complain. Getting ready to do some trick-or-treating with the kids. My 5-year-old and 3-year-old are super excited about that. As far as Miami Hurricanes, you know, I am very encouraged where the Hurricanes are at. I honestly love the decision at the end of the game to really take a knee right there. I know a lot of people were in an uproar, but I look at it like this. Tyler had been struggling, you know, with his reads and where he's putting the ball. Why force a situation and give Virginia an opportunity to get a short field? You know, you take a knee right there. You know the college football overtime rules. You're going to get the ball in the red area, and you really get an opportunity to do exactly what the Hurricanes did in overtime, and that's run the football, use that physicality, impose their will. So I think that at the end of the game, that they were spot on for the flow of the game and how it went as far as what Coach Cristobal and Coach Dawson did in overtime.
Yep. I believe we have Don Bailey Jr. back with us. DBJ?
You do. I want to say hello and thank you for joining us, one of my favorite people.
Hey, Don. Don't do me that. Yeah, man, I couldn't believe it when Cam texted me and he asked me to get on the show. I was like, of course I'll get on. Absolutely. So I was super excited to see your name pop across my phone earlier today, for sure.
Well, good. Orlando, we're very proud of you, and I certainly enjoyed the time we spent together here at the University of Miami. And, you know, I know that Coach Cristobal was heavily involved in your recruiting and one of the main reasons that you became a Hurricane. But I know you're one of the few people that can share the joy that I have to see that Miami has the ability to run the football against anybody at any time in any situation, and how it salvages a day. But also, you know how much work goes into that room and that unit, and what a great job Coach Mirabal is doing as well. Give me your thoughts on that offensive line.
I mean, first of all, let's just back this thing up to last year, right? I mean, Coach Cristobal and the gang, they all get here, and Miami's offensive line was nowhere near where it needed to be, right? In order to be consistent and win at the college football level, even in the NFL. You show me a good team, and I'll show you that team has a good offensive line and a good defensive line. So I love how they were able to attack it. I love how the change that they were able to implement in such a short period of time. And I think they have done a phenomenal job. I mean, I think Francis Maiano is going to be as good as he wants to be. I mean, I know he's a true freshman playing the right tackle position, but I watched this kid's hips. I watched his flexibility in his lower body. Kid's going to be a top 10 pick if he stays healthy and he finds ways to continue to challenge himself. Arnez Cooper, hearing his story, the kid was 400 pounds. Not a lot of people wanted him. For him to just work his way into shape, I mean, it shows that his dedication and what football means to him. Going to get the big center, Matt Lee from Central Florida, right? I love that. I love, you know, when you're able, or UCF. UCF. When you're able to get a guy that's played a ton of football. I was a part of that when we went and got Xavier Shannon, right, where he was at FIU, and he came to UM, and we didn't miss a beat. So I love just giving that kid an opportunity. And I think that this left side between Cohen and Rivers, I mean, it's unbelievable. You look at Jevion Cohen on that touchdown run. I mean, we all talk about being able to stay in bounds, but when you're 6'4", 305 pounds, and you run power and you pull across and you're down the field 15 yards, picking up a block and putting your guy out of bounds, it's unbelievable. So Miami's done a heck of a job of really attacking the offensive line to compete. And that tells me that Miami's on the right track. You know, I look at some of these young guys, and I'm really excited about the young guys as well. So I know Tommy Kingsler, I'm ready to watch him play. The coaching staff has ranted and raved about him. And, you know, I think Miami's going to be able to get back to where they once were because they're attacking it the right way. And the offensive line and the defensive line for the university right now is in really good shape.
Orlando, I'm going to stay there for a second because I don't think many people locally or nationally realize how good you have to be or how prepared you have to be to start game one, snap one of your true freshman year on the offensive line. And Maui Noah is out there, and he possesses power that I don't see guys have in the National Football League. I mean, he is really in a class by himself, size-wise, conditioning-wise, the way that he adjusts during a football game. And I'll share this with you. Joe and I had Maui Noah on, and Reuben Bain were on last Monday on Hotline, and we asked each of them, and we asked Reuben Bain, who is the toughest offensive lineman that you've gone against since you've gotten to the University of Miami? And without hesitation, he said Maui Noah, and I think he's right. And I to see a young man at 18 years old perform at the level he has, I really, it's something special.
Yeah, the kid, I'm telling you, the kid will be a top 10 pick, hands down. You know, I truly believe that the sky is the limit for this kid. The flexibility that he has it from the neck up. You know, I watch him in game, and I watch when teams try to blitz to his side to see if he's confused on what it is, if the slide went to him, or if he's on the man side. And, I mean, you could tell that the game is moving very slow for him, which is scary because he's 18, because he was playing high school football a year ago. And when you have a guy like that, that, you know, you could tell that he's a weight room guy. I don't know what his in the classroom, but as long as he shows up and goes to school, this kid's going to have an opportunity to play at the next level. And what I asked the coaching staff immediately when we got on coaches' meetings, when we did Bethune-Cookman earlier in the season, I said, can he play left? Or he's just a right side guy. And they said, without a hesitation, they said he could play left. So it's going to be interesting to see kind of where his career goes, if he does make the switch, or if he becomes one of those all pro type of guys that plays 10 years at the right tackle position, because he could do that as well. So the footwork that he has, the fact that he has it from the neck up, he has the power, he has the flexibility. I mean, this kid could be an absolute freak. And I am a high school kid, and I look at the University of Miami, and I'm saying, man, they got this big Francis Maui. You know, I think that just benefits the University of Miami, because if you're truly one of the best guys, you're going to play. And how college football is constructed now with NIL deals, and, you know, there's college football has always been about coaches kind of lying and talking out the side of their mouth, unfortunately. But you're going to get an opportunity to come to the University of Miami and understand that you're going to be able to compete. If you're one of the best, you will get to play come hell or high water. And I think that that was more important as well for this program to get to the direction or get to where they want to be, right? Where guys know that I got to come in, I got to earn my job. And I've seen guys do it from day one. So I love what's going on right now at UM because I think they're checking all the boxes.
Former Hurricane offensive lineman Orlando Franklin is our guest. Miami and North Carolina State this week. Our broadcast begins at 4, 8 o'clock kickoff. Orlando, have you and George had a North Carolina State game this season?
No, we actually have the other school in the other North Carolina this weekend.
Because Miami's walking. Don and I were talking about Miami.
Campbell.
Yeah, Miami's going to go into a hornet's nest. Hey, the way Miami ended the game, Don and I were talking about earlier, red zone, three straight handoffs to Mark Fletcher. What did you think about the power that he showed and the determination that he showed, the true freshman going in there, making those three plays one right after the other?
Yeah, I think it's unbelievable, you know, and that's what's been thoroughly impressive. You know, you look at Miami right now, yes, they're stacked in the wide receiver room. I would think that if there was anything, you would want a little bit more in the tight end room right now, get a little bit more weapons there. But this running back room between Chaney Jr., you know, everybody keeps on talking about, you know, Citizen and when he's ready. And I know he re-aggravated his knee in the fall. But you got Terrell Walden II, played with his dad, Henry Parrish Jr., Mark Fletcher, just unbelievable, right? I mean, how young he is and what he possesses as well. And you got Chris Johnson Jr. and A.J. Allen. So to see kind of everybody in that room, it's like a room full of riches, right? You don't even really understand how to use these guys. But the great thing about it is I know Tim Harris Jr. personally. I know what kind of job he's going to do for these young men. I know how he's going to get these guys prepared on the field, but also just for life as well. And to watch, like I said earlier, guys, I thought that was the best decision that Coach Cristobal could have made at the end of the game. I get it. You got three timeouts. You want to kind of end this thing in regulation. You're looking at a Virginia team that was struggling 3 weeks ago, but all of a sudden they've got some traction. You might not want to go into overtime with them, but because of how TBD had played on Saturday, I thought it was the right decision. And to trust the young buck, Mark Fletcher Jr., and to give it to him three times in a row in OT, knowing how important it is, knowing how Miami had lost games earlier in the season with the fumble against Georgia Tech, I think that this coaching staff really showed the players that we're going to lean on you guys. We're going to put it on you guys. We're going to put it on this offensive line. The offensive line needs to step up and win. And I think that the last two games, guys, really goes a long way for the University of Miami. You have a Clemson game where Emory Williams goes out there and everybody steps up beside him. And then you have a Virginia game where the expectation is not really to be going into overtime, but you do go to overtime. And guess what? The defense shows up and the offense shows up as well. So I think that when you look at this, it's definitely trending in the right direction.
All right, Big O, always great to speak with you. Thank you. Congrats on the broadcasting career. Thanks for joining us on the show. And maybe we'll see you here in the final month of the season. But, again, thanks very much for being with us here on the Hurricane Hotline tonight.
Hey, thanks for having me, guys. Really appreciate it. Hey, Don Bailey, it only took, what, a decade and a half for me to get on the show with you.
That's all right. That's all right. We love you, buddy. Wish you the best.
Love you, too, brother. Talk to you guys soon.
All right. That's Orlando Franklin joining us. Okay. That was a fun 2 hours. We got State on Saturday. Larry Bluestein's coming up here momentarily with the high school show. The great Larry Bluestein, all your recruiting information, always has great guests. So Blue is in the on-deck circle. For Don Bailey Jr. and Danny Garcia, I'm Joe Zagacki. Thank you for joining us.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.